yeah. It, or you could call it a draw.
Yeah, you can call it a draw.
Uh-huh. Or you could say the wind is, when the wind's getting bigger and bigger, you know, it started off, there wasn't much wind, and then it's getting bigger. Uh-huh. Would you say, what would you say?
Well, I said, that must be a hurricane uh-huh. coming.
Is it, would you say the wind is picking up, or it's yeah, rising, or?
Say the wind is getting stronger, or the
acid.
Wind is rising, or?
Uh-huh. Or gusting.
Gusting.
I say
the wind.
And it's, when the wind is getting, you know, when there's really strong wind, it's getting lesser and lesser. What do you say that? Just.
It's getting mild.
Or
dying down.
I see. Or, and what about when it's just, there's a chill in the air, you know, and it's been hot for a long time, and all of a sudden there's a chill in the air. You know, what would you
say? Well, that's chilly.
How would you ever say this? It's snappy or.
I don't know,
what
I'm just saying chilly.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting chilly. That's what I'd say. Of course, other people say snappy.
I see.
I'm just called getting chilly.
And when you were all your plants, you forgot to cover your plants one night, and that night there was, you know, it's
big frost.
Uh-huh. Or would you call it a freeze or?
No, just be a big frost.
I see.
Kill the plant.
And when you're like if there was a lake and it rocked down way cold and the lake got ice on it, you'd say the lake
has frozen over.
Mm-hmm. Or what do you call it? Just a little bit of thin ice.
Skip.
You just a skip?
Skip of ice.
I see. Or could you ever say, you know, or when you have thick ice, is it anything special?
It's frozen.
I see. And when you're talking about the water in the pond, you say, well, if it gets much colder, then it might
freeze the fish.
Yeah, that's or, and you could say, well, has it ever, you know.
Frozen the fish.
Mm-hmm, or something like that. And when you're talking about, you know, this main room, what would you call this? Would you call this a living room or a sitting room? Or?
We call it a living room. This is where we live.
Uh-huh.
Not now.
Did you ever call it a parlor or anything?
No, I never called it a parlor. We never had a parlor.
I see. What's a parlor for difference?
We just called it a living room.
I see. And when you talk about...
That's the dining room, and that other's the kitchen in there. And this is a bed. This is on this side of the bedroom, and then two in the back bedrooms.
No, I see.
And then we got the hall and the bathroom.
How would you say this roof is about?
About the roof.
Uh-huh, the ceiling.
Either. That's about 7 foot.
7 foot? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when you're, let me see. And when you're talking about, you know, when you say, well, you know, I have, you know, I have a fireplace and everything. What's the place in front? The metal place? Do you call it anything special? I mean, the stuff with tile on it, like, do you call it the hearth or something?
Yeah, that's the hearth right there.
I see, and it's sitting on the hearth.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's the chimney of the fireplace there, but you can't see the fireplace
from there. I see, uh-huh, for the stove. But that's the hearth that's sitting on?
Yeah.
Okay, and then when you're talking about that part of it up there, you know, on the top, mm-hmm. above the brickwork, what do you call that?
That's the fire of the
mantle. Did you ever call it anything else?
I never did call anything else but the mantle.
Did you ever call it a fireboard or anything like that?
Some people do.
Some people call them fireboards, but mantles, I think, is the main thing.
I see, uh-huh. And then,
That's what we was always taught to call it, and we just still call it the mantle.
I see. I mean, you're talking about building a fire, and you have to put one big log in the back. What do you call that?
The back log.
That's the back log.
Mm-hmm.